Don't know. I have no words.
I've got no words.
You know, I did tell someone the other day, though, and they said they were genuinely gutted.
Really? Was like, who was it?
One of my friends, like, Otley friends.
Okay, can I just say, your friend's gutted. You've not told me you're gutted.
Of course I am. I'm too broken up about it to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Brilliant.
Why are we gutted? What's happening? Go on, it's your news.
My news is, well, our news is that...
We're having a baby. No, we're not.
No, we're not. It's just that I'm actually going to be leaving my role at Leeds Museums.
Boo.
In literally 1 week's time.
Double boo. Yeah.
Sad.
Fine. Go off and do things you want to do. Fine.
Sarah's doing that thing where, like, you know,
I am acting like your parents
get divorced and then just like, shut up, don't talk about it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I'm pretending it's not happening.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm getting a lot of attention. If you're a bit of an attention seeker, I'd advise leaving your job.
even as a hoax,
yeah,
for a bit.
So we have like, I'm really going to miss this actually. In the office, we have a weekly poll.
Mm.
And today the poll is Meg Jones or the Meg.
Yeah.
You chose the Meg.
I did.
Yeah, I chose the Meg too.
Yeah, knew you would.
Yeah.
With an accompanying illustration where one of our other team members had to pretend they were swimming. So that Lily could draw the arms.
Really good.
And then I used the poster picture of the Meg too to illustrate the shark, which isn't great.
Also, I bought a trench coat because the Meg too is called the Trench.
Yeah, so we all have to go and wear trenches.
100%.
Excellent, I'm there.
Really good. So anyway, we're doing this just as a little ditty.
Yeah.
Just to tell you that I'm going.
And this just is the a little last self-indulgent
in your ears.
Audio piece for you, isn't it?
Really, yeah. Let's just all talk about things that we love about me.
What's your favourite sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Yours is egg and cress.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite sandwich, I'm going to shout out to Rod.
Mm.
Because Rod do a sandwich that is tuna, parmesan.
Ooh.
Why would you put it? It's crazy.
Sharp.
Red onion.
Mm, crunchy.
And sweet chilli jam.
And combination.
In fact, that reminds me of one of my first times at Leeds Museums and Galleries. I got that sandwich at Leeds Art Gallery and I thought, wow, wow, wow.
Maybe we should get one as a parting gift.
Maybe we should. So a couple of questions for you. What's been your favourite time that you've... What's your favourite thing about me?
Oh, Christ.
What's your favourite time that you've spent with me?
Do you know, we went to a conference in Glasgow
a
few years ago. That was really fun. We went to a tiki bar.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah,
God, this really feels like the end of an era, doesn't it?
It is the end of an era.
I should put some violins on this.
Some sad ones. Have you got that? What's that sad music one? Can you do that button?
Sad.
Yeah.
Glasgow was really fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, Glasgow was fun.
Glasgow. I'd spend some more time in Glasgow.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe we'll go together. Maybe not.
Maybe.
We've had a lot of fun train times together, actually. We've spent a lot of time on trains together. Yeah.
This feels like at the end of, like, you know, when the writers give up and there's just an episode that's like a mishmash.
Yeah.
This is a mishmash episode of all of our favourite times. we have had fun train journeys. Do you remember that time that I went for loads of wee's on the way down to speak to Dan Vaux, Queer Britain?
That was horrendous, like six.
My blood has never been so... It was overactive.
It was, wasn't it, that day? We were worried about it. It's a good job that Queer Britain is only short walk from the train station.
What's your favourite podcast we've done? What's your favourite episode?
Ooh, that's an excellent question. Christ, we should have really prepped for this.
We've not prepped for this, by the way.
I think Owen Gower's coming to mind because he was really sweet.
Oh, sweet prince.
Yeah, that was a really good episode. I learnt lots. I like learning about medicines.
Yeah.
So that was good. How about you? I also feel like the very first series that we did, because it was all new and exciting and it was really fun. And we were like, maybe this is a thing that will work and maybe it won't. And we'll just try it.
I remember the first time that when we released the first ever trailer that we did, sent it around to everyone in the office. And Emmy, who was our trainee registrar at the time, cried. Well, she was like, I feel so emotional. And then, yeah, I think
we knew we were onto a winner then.
Yeah.
Made Emmy cry.
I really liked Kat's episode about human remains.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to Kat about human remains just endlessly.
Bog bodies,
that was really good.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time? In fact, there was a time, now we can tell them all the things that we didn't tell them at the time. Do you remember when we got stuck in that... Do you remember that time that we were in a hotel in Liverpool?
I knew what you were going to say. I knew. I was like, we went through the back of the hotel in
this
Liverpool.
Man called Greg was like, do you want to see the back of the hotel where we've got this
replica Titanic staircase?
Yeah.
That was also never in the Titanic or something.
Yeah.
I was really confused by the story.
Okay, but basically I was like, no, thank you, Greg. We're fine. We're late for our reservation. Sarah literally doesn't catch up on any of those cues and goes, yeah, great, Greg, take us to the back of the hotel and we'll see this weird thing.
Mm.
That was fun. And also awful.
Yeah, not cool.
No, I locked my door.
Yeah, I did. Double lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So no sweet dreams from Greg.
What else have we done?
When we went to, actually, one of my favourite episodes was with Joe. In Reading.
Oh,
it was so funny. I've never laughed so much at the word glass.
Yeah.
And it was so hot.
We had
that
such
day.
A good day. I was so sweaty.
So sweaty. We'd done London and like a weird impromptu V&A trip we managed to get in.
Yeah.
Don't know how. And then went to Reading and had really lovely sandwiches and Joe got stung by a bee and we sat in a park and then we did a podcast and went around their museum and it was just really lovely.
I felt like a teenager that day.
Mm.
You only get the giggles.
Yeah,
I had
the
giggles for the whole of that episode.
Yeah, that was really
that
good.
Was so lovely. I had a good time, Smez. Had a good run.
Yeah. But you know.
And it's not necessarily the end.
Yeah, no, we don't really know what's happening. Obviously, Meg's leaving for a new role and so there's a job going, guys. And yeah, we don't know what's going to happen because there's lots of things happening at Leeds Museums at the minute, which means we're, you know, moving in all sorts of directions.
All bits and bats.
All of it.
Yeah, come and do my job. It's amazing. You should do it.
Yeah.
Just don't be as good at it as I am. No. No, please do. It's a really good job.
Where are you going then? Where are you leaving us for?
Well, I've been fought over is the thing. No, I haven't. Yeah, I'm going to be going to Harewood House, so you can come and see me there.
Can I get it for free?
Yeah, you can. I don't know, actually. My future employer is probably listening to this going, nope. Anyway.
Her dog.
No. But then I'm also going to be doing freelance stuff. Freelance Fridays off the back of doing this.
That's very cool,
yeah,
isn't it?
I've had a few lovely little jobs doing freelance work for people who want podcasts.
Very cool. End of an era.
End of an era. I guess we've got some thanks to say. And the thanks are...
Thanks to you.
Thanks to you, the listener.
The listener.
Yeah.
For putting up with us. God, I hate me. We're so self-deprecating. You know, thanks.
We are great.
Thanks
we
for coming along
great.
For the ride.
Yeah,
it's been really fun.
So wonderful. And like every time anyone's messaged or left a review, we get really excited about it. And I can always screenshot them, send them to Sarah.
Yeah.
Like,
also, I've got a shed load of badges.
Yeah.
Please, you don't even have to review. Just
if you want a badge, just send
me
your address.
I'll sort it. Or, you know, pop into a museum in Leeds. I'll put some badges out.
I actually love the idea of someone coming into Harewood House and being like, Meg's got a badge for me. And then me just going out to my boot and like giving them something on my boot. That's funny, isn't it?
It's funny. You can have some. I'll give you some.
Thank you.
I've actually got loads. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate it. And it has been an absolute ball.
Yeah.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah. It was the best kind.
Sad. Night. Well, I guess this is it.
What are you going to wear for your leaving do?
Feathers.
Great.
What are you going to wear to my leaving do?
My first thought was snake skin.
Snake skin?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't like
snakes. I'd wear
snakes.
Snake skin. Fake snake skin.
I don't know. I feel like I need to do something complimentary or I'm completely clashing with you.
Yeah.
Because we're as a pair or something.
Yeah. It's like when Siamese twins get separated.
Who gets the heart? Who gets the head?
Neither of us at a heart.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, in summary, thank you so much. I love you each very deeply and also you.
Yeah.
And I've had an absolutely great time and thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Okay.
Bye. Over and out.
Sad. Over and out. Museums and out. See you later. Bye.
Bye.